Donald Trump is being accused of encouraging an assassination attempt against Hillary Clinton. At a rally in North Carolina, the Republican candidate appeared to suggest that supporters of gun rights in the United States might take action to try and stop the Democrat from becoming the country's next president. The Clinton campaigns reacted, calling the comments dangerous. Here's LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Donald Trump cannot help himself in more ways than one. He can't help himself improve his position in the polls because he can't help himself from saying anything that comes into his mind. And so it was in North Carolina on Tuesday. Another rally, another ad-libbed speech, another refusal to work from any kind of prepared text, and another enormous gaffe as he appeared to suggest that supporters of the Second Amendment, that's the bit of the US Constitution that protects the rights of gun owners in America, might want to get creative in their attempts to stop Hillary Clinton from becoming president.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
He made those comments with a glint in his eye, seemingly aware that he was suggesting an act of gun violence could stop Mrs. Clinton in her tracks. But his campaign went into total crisis mode and insisted he had once again been misunderstood. He merely meant to suggest that gun owners could use their political power at the ballot box this November, according to a Trump spokesman. The Clinton campaign was having none of it, accusing Mr. Trump of dangerous talk and saying no presidential candidate should ever promote violence, especially in a country with such a long history of political assassination.
When I heard that for the first time, that was more than a speed bump.
General Michael Hayden is a former head of the CIA. He told CNN that Donald Trump is lucky not to be facing possible charges over the remark.
If someone else had said that outside the hall, he'd be in the back of a police wagon now, with the Secret Service questioning him.
The truth is that violent language is no stranger to Donald Trump rallies. On a daily basis, his supporters give voice to the view that Mrs. Clinton should be locked up and sometimes strung up or otherwise disposed of violently. He himself has also made violent threats against protesters who have disrupted his speeches. None of this is doing anything to improve his standing in the polls, with the election increasingly looking like a one-horse race, and leaving Donald Trump as the man who can't help himself or control himself as this unprecedented campaign continues. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.